The strength of a nation's currency is based on the strength of that nation's economy. And the American economy is by far the strongest in the world. Accordingly, I have directed the Secretary of the Treasury to take the action necessary to defend the dollar against the speculators. I have directed Secretary Connally to suspend temporarily the convertibility of the dollar into gold or other reserve assets, except in amounts and conditions determined to be in the interest of monetary stability and in the best interest of the United States.
Sunday night, the TV glowed. Nixon had something America should know. Prime time address, preemptive bonanza. Didn't know we were watching the end of an era. See, Bretton Woods made a promise after the war. $35 buys gold as the law. Every dollar back buys something real. Fort Knox stand behind the deal. But the gall over in France smelled the game. Too many dollars floating, not enough gold to claim it. Sent ships to New York, said pay what you owe. Traded paper for metal, watched our reserves go low. 20 billion in gold down to 10. Other nations started asking when they could get theirs before the vault went dry. And Nixon had to make a choice or watch the system die. So he broke the chain, said it was temporary, we'd be back again. 53 years later, still waiting on that day. Temporary got a funny way of planning to stay. August 15, 1971, that's the day the chain came undone. The last thing keeping them on is gone. Now the printer runs from dusk to dawn. $35 bought an ounce of gold. Now it takes 2,000, let that sink into your soul. It ain't gold going up, my friend. That's your dollar slowly meeting its end. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. M2 money supply, 9 cents of the one. 600 billion when the day was done. Today the number's 21 trillion tall. 35 times more dollars feel the fall. They told us it was technical, nothing to fear. Experts have it handled, the plan is clear. But the experts are the ones who hold the pen and write the checks that benefit them. I think about my grandfather that night, watching Nixon in a pale TV light. Did anyone that the rules just changed and couldn't be undone? His savings started dying right there. Slow at first, then thin as air. Every dollar he'd set aside with care. Worth a little less with every year. August 15, 1971, that's the day the chain came undone. The last thing keeping them on is gone. Now the printer runs from dusk to dawn. They didn't ask you, didn't need a vote. Just change the rules and that's all she wrote. Your savings, your labor, your future too. Melting slow since 72. Temporary measures, 50 years strong. If you still believe it, you believe too long. The chain broke on a summer night and we've been paying ever since, paying ever since.
Now, what is this action, which is very technical? What does it mean for you? Let me lay to rest the bugaboo of what is called devaluation. If you want to buy a foreign car or take a trip abroad, market conditions may cause your dollar to buy slightly less. But if you are among the overwhelming majority of Americans who buy American-made products in America, your dollar will be worth just as much tomorrow as it is today. The effect of this action, in other words, will be to stabilize the dollar.